right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is...
I'm here. I'm here. You should be up here.
I'm right here.
Chill. I'll stay down. You stay up.
Wow.
Oh. Wow. Sorry. You guys really got a peek behind how the sausage is made.
That's how it's made, honey. And, you know, in the morning, you can hear your vocal cords. Like, I'm like stretching, but, you know, I'll get there. I'll be warmed up in 20. I've had 2 cups of coffee.
I'm on numero uno, honey. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
To be young again. You know?
Yeah. Oh my God.
To literally be young again.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
As of yesterday, I'm an uncle. Okay. The baby was born.
Oh my God. Congrats.
And he's the cutest little thing. My mom was just sending me more pictures as we were speaking.
Oh my God.
He's the perfect little, look, I'm going to hold it up to the cam.
He's a little, let me see. That's a nugget.
Look at him.
That is a cheeky little nugget. He's like hiding behind his blanket, just like, okay, that's a perfect baby.
I mean,
that's a perfect little boy.
Such a little
that's a heartbreaker,
angel.
As they say. He's an angel. He's an angel child. And you, I sit before an uncle.
I know. I'm a royal.
You are a royal.
I feel like
this
a royal family, you know.
The whole family is about to change. The dynamic.
The dynamic is going to change for sure. And I couldn't be happier.
100%.
I couldn't be happier.
Wait, is this the first grandkid?
Yeah.
Wow, that's huge.
I know.
That's massive.
It's a massive event.
That's exciting and also like, whoosh.
It's the event of the year, really.
That is the event of the year. Is your mom like so stoked?
Yes, very much. Ugh. Yes.
She can't contain herself.
She like did not sleep from the day my sister-in-law was like going to the hospital until the baby was born, which was a full, I think she literally didn't sleep for like 36 hours. And
oh my God, she was just up pacing.
Last night I was like, I cannot believe you're still standing. I've had like 2 full nights sleep since this whole thing began.
Yeah, like as an uncle, I'm getting my REM sleep. I have to.
And she's like, oh, I'm fine. I took a power nap. And I was like, ugh, okay.
That's a woman for you. She's like, I never needed sleep. It was all a mirage.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's new with you? What's popping?
What's popping? Well, I don't have a kid, but I am heading back now next Friday.
Oh, soon.
Soon. We moved up the date. Your girl's getting ready to hit it and quit it.
How do you feel about it?
I feel good about it. I feel good about it. There was a lot of tension knowing there was 30 days left. Almost too much tension for everybody. Do you know what I mean? It was too big a countdown. So now it's like, okay, this is manageable. We're almost there type thing.
Did you decide to move it up or?
It was, it was first presented to me. And then I accepted out of anger. And then when I was like, ooh, I'm sad. My mom was like, this is for the best. And I was like, you're probably right.
I probably would have made a huge scene.
I made a big scene, but then I also think like when I was thinking about staying longer, it wasn't a better situation because it's like, I am excited to get back. I'm stressed about having to get back, like having to get everything there, having to get settled, but I'm excited to like get back.
Yeah. Ironically, I told you I found out my apartment, the lease is up sooner than
yes.
I thought. So yeah. I too will probably be heading back around next week or the week after. Because I have to move out and
wow,
I'm gonna I have to like
move
paint
out.
Everything and
no
yeah So, I mean, it'll be a moment, but what are you going to do?
I don't know.
What are you going to do? That's all I can do. So, listen, this is what I wanted. I'm just a little anxious about not having any end in sight.
That would make anybody anxious. I do think that, you know, feeling trapped is the word I want to use. That's not fun.
Yeah, so we'll see.
We'll figure it out. Oh my God, you'll figure it out. Do you know Emma Willman is now in the city?
Is she?
It's about to be a party!
I think, where was she? She was in Tennessee?
Well, yeah, she was in LA before that, and then she was in...
What was she doing in LA?
Like acting and like booking parts and stuff.
Oh, I forgot that she books and she's in TV shows.
Yeah, girl books. So... She was doing that and then the pandemic and then now she's back in the city.
Yeah, I did her podcast and she was in Louisiana or Tennessee when I...
She was somewhere very exotic and very Hallmark.
Yeah.
She was in the set of a movie.
Darren is back in the city too.
Everybody comes back. You see? Darren's in the city? I didn't know that. For extended period of time? I thought she moved to LA. Who's moving where and who's where?
Listen, Darren is doing very well for herself. That bitch is slaying the game. I wouldn't be surprised like if she's bi-coastal.
I think she's bi-coastal. I think she has a penthouse and she also has like a house that just moves. Like it just is like... She and Andy Cohen like switch off houses. You know
literally,
what I mean?
She's bi-coastal and bisexual. Just kidding, she's gay.
I can't relate to sort of that that it just like even there's
you can
a
be bi
there.
If you pray hard enough, Jesse.
You really can, and anyone who tells you otherwise isn't supporting you. Okay guys, so good for her. Do I want to be a jet setter? Also yes.
Have you looked at apartment prices in the city, though?
For rent or for rent. Owning? No, I heard they're really good, though.
For owning? Yeah. Jesse, I've been looking into purchasing an apartment with the $900 I've saved.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I heard prices are good.
They're very good.
I know. I have to get back and negotiate with my landlord.
You do.
Because I want to be like, hey, we had so much fun this last year, like not changing the rent literally at all. But I do think moving forward, we have a little chat.
I want it to be less. And I know that I have the upper hand here.
Yeah, I want it to be less because like I can get a better apartment for what I'm paying.
You 1000% can because in Astoria especially.
Yeah.
I'm talking like new buildings with doormen and like pools in the building.
Pools.
And it's $1,500.
Yeah, I don't want to move, but I feel like if I threaten, maybe I'll get a better price.
Maybe. What are you going to lose? Maybe you'll have a nice flirty exchange with your landlord.
Yeah, it's a woman, but I'll flirt if I have to.
See? God. See? Misogyny. That was misogynistic of me.
I know. It's like, you never know, but also, you never know. I could be bi-coastal. I could be bisexual.
Hey, dip the toe in the water. Who knows?
See what happens. Make a splash.
I do feel you could have a very rewarding relationship with a woman if only you were into them.
And I feel the same for you. Yeah, no, I definitely could
I definitely could if only I was into them.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Some might say I get along better with women than men.
I know. I do think sometimes I'm like, I inflict pain on myself and that's why I'm attracted to men. Like,
me too. I'm like, oh God. Oh, do you see that guy? He called me.
Yeah.
He gave me a dirty look. He pushed past me. He said something under his breath and I think it was, you're cute.
I think he likes me. I used to say if I give a guy my number and he never calls, I know he was my type. Like, like if he ignores me and like isn't interested, it's like, ooh, I'm catching feels.
Once I was at, have you ever been to Marie's Crisis? It's a bar. It's actually the bar that Taylor and Taylor got engaged in front of. Excuse me. But it is like a Broadway bar and it's like really, really tiny. Oh. It's like one room, essentially.
No, that's kind of my nightmare.
Very small. And there's just a piano in the middle and the guy playing piano and everyone's just standing around singing show tunes the whole time.
Okay, that's a lot for me. Because I love to do that, but I hate when people are there and it's like Jill, who hasn't booked a role on Broadway in 4 months, who's like, no!
Yeah, there is that.
And you're like, Jill, literally 8 octaves quieter. I need you less.
There was, I remember once, this is not the story, but once I was there and this woman was exactly doing that. And I was like drunk and it was like a song to Rent. And I was like, 520, and like trying, like going along with her. And then my friend was like, Chris, let her have her moment. And I was like,
oh my God, that's so funny.
And I was like, what about my moment?
What about me?
But famous people, like actual Broadway stars will go in there a lot. Like Cynthia Erivo was in there. There's a video of her. What was the point of the story? Oh, once I was in there, actually that same night that my friend told me to let someone have their moment. And there was this guy, he had to be like 6'5".
Oh, come on.
And we were like chatting, flirting. It was the best. And my friend, the one that told me that before, was like,
to tone it down.
You should give him your number. Give him your number. And I was like, I don't have any. How do I write it down? And she was like, write it on the beer bottle. There was a beer bottle, right? And so I did. And then I watched him throw it in the recycling.
Oh, wow. Wait, did you tell him your number was on it?
Yeah. And he was like, oh, great, thanks. And then when I like, I saw him like as I was leaving, because I did it right before I left. And I saw as I closed the door, him put it in the recycling bin. And I was like, wow.
He recycles? Okay, I'm very interested.
He's green.
Yeah, that's hurtful. I'd be like, keep it forever so we can talk about it at our wedding. Keep the bottle, bitch.
I was like, it's a very, very small bar. You couldn't have waited until I cleared the door?
Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm trying to think of like, I've never been great at giving my number. Because I don't do it famously. And when I have done it, I think I've had a friend do it. I'm like, I can't go over there. You know, I simply can't do it. So, but you know what? When I'm back in the city, there's a new Jesse in town. And that Jesse is literally going to be just like raining my number. I'm just going to be like, hi, welcome out. Here's my number. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, welcome out.
You wear a mask with your phone number on it.
I'm just like, call me, text me. I actually, like, yeah, I can't. I'm pretty much done texting. I hate texting men in general, but also if I will text you. I don't know what I'm saying, but I am in love with the idea of love. Thank you.
Here's the thing about texting, like guys like that. It's always like, you know, when it's like, hey, how are you? Good. How are you? Good. That's how it. Are you? On to how the next.
That's literally why one guy yesterday was like, can I have your number? And I'm like, I don't give my number until I've met someone or we have a plan in place.
Until you're inside me, honestly, because like.
True.
Even
half
then,
the time,
though,
they're like, can I have your number so we can talk? No. They're like, that way we can talk more. We're talking like fiends on Hinge. We get the number and it's like,
that's always how
cricket,
it goes.
cricket. I'm like, why did we do this? He's like, so I could send you one picture of a taco I ate and then ghost you. Like, that's pretty much what's happening.
He's like, I get off on sending photos of myself eating tacos and then honestly, not responding to your response.
So I'm glad that I got him off. I am excited that I did that. But can I tell you what I'm bringing back to the city? This is who I'm about to be. And if you think I'm kidding, you're literally insane. My dad gave me his dartboard. Okay.
Okay.
So my mom is decorating the dartboard because it's obviously hideous. I'm quite good at darts. Guess what? You better come over. So I have this dartboard. My mom's making it pretty because I hate the way it looks. It's like very masculine right now, and that's not my vibe. So we're making it pretty, and then it's going to be a dartboard. And I'm like, if you think for even a hot second that that's not going to be like my go-to now move when a guy comes over, I'll be like, do you play darts? And then I'll be like, let's just play. And I'm, and I'll like have like all these things that I'll do.
Oops,
I'll be like,
my top popped off.
Okay, if you get a bullseye, I'll give you a kiss. And if you miss, you can give me a kiss. That's I like know. Always my favorite is like that type of bet where you're like, what?
I know that you don't watch Superstore, which is a huge mistake because it's
I know I have
so
to
funny.
Do it.
But
I
there's
have the
this
time.
The one part where the woman Carol, who's like known as the crazy woman, is trying to win back her boyfriend from another woman that they work with, and yeah. she like goes, and the boyfriend's like very Humpty Dumpty, like has no personality. And she goes over and she's like, "Oh my God, Jerry, what are you doing? Looking for candles?" And he's like, "Yeah, I want to get a peanut butter and then also a jelly." And then she's like, "I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying." And then she picks her shirt up all the way, but it's like she's completely nude oh. underneath, and they just blur it. And she like pats her face with her shirt, and she's like, "I forgot I wasn't wearing a bra." But it's like,
that's going to be my move. That's going to be my move. The only problem with that is he will know I'm not wearing a bra because my tits will be hanging out of the shirt.
No, she was completely naked. She like lifted it up
oh,
and it was like her
the dress too.
No, she was just wearing like a shirt and jeans, and she like picked Obsessed. Up her like button up shirt, but like all the way. So both of her bare breasts were exposed in
it,
the middle
listen,
of the store.
Listen, if you have a move and it works, you have a move and it works. Mine's about to be darts. Okay. It's about to be a dart. And like, how cool am I that I'm a girl with a dartboard? I'm just like, I can't believe that's going to be me. I'm going to be like, oh my God, careful of my dartboard. Sorry, I do play darts.
Cut to me giving your eulogy. She was a woman who died doing what she loved. Flirting darts. With a guy over darts. It was a shame
with those
when
darts.
He hit her with yeah. it in the neck. Yeah. All right. Should we do, we have a middle children of the week, Nom.
Let's do it.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, it is time for
the middle child of the week.
Okay. It says, "Hello. I am a youngest child, but stand in solidarity with my literal brothers and sisters and a huge fan of the pod. I would like to nominate a middle child of the week."
Wow.
"My mother. Incredible life. We're Canadian, and she was born in Toronto, where she met my dad and had 5 kids.
Hey.
As a middle herself, I think she had 5 kids so that even though there would be middle children, there would Aww. They would have each other.
Yeah.
No one in my house was ever left behind." I do like that, but technically the middle is the middle of 5.
Yeah.
"After having 5 kids, she moved us all from downtown Toronto to a cherry farm in the most beautiful region of our province and raised us completely by herself."
Stop everything.
In parentheses, do I smell a Hallmark movie?
I smell something.
"If owning a farm and raising 5 kids by herself wasn't enough, she then went on to get a job as a prison guard in a maximum security prison where she has worked since." This woman is like the definition of a woman. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
"My mom is such a badass and a huge fan of the podcast. Plus, it will be her birthday on February 7th. And it would mean the world if she got a shout out from you guys. Thanks so much for giving us the gift of Jesse and Chris during this terrible scripted Hallmark of a year. XOXO column." I believe I'm pronouncing that right. They literally wrote the name C-O-L-M and then put in parentheses how to pronounce it. I believe it's an Irish name. Colum. Yeah.
Colum. Okay, first of all, I am taken aback.
That story is like what I think of in my head, but I would never be brave enough to do by myself.
Okay, no. And Veronica is like the definition of a middle because she is a prison guard. Okay, so during the day, this woman has buttoned up collar. She's like, if I see you out of your cell, I'll beat you to a pulp. She comes home. She's like, come here, my children. Let's pick a cherry. Let's talk about our feelings. There's three of you in the middle, one technically, but you have each other. Always protect each other.
And I feel like maybe she's also kind of like, okay, I'm going to take, like, there's a prisoner who, like, she's kind of like, she's like, they're nice. And I feel yeah. that. She's like, yes. Here's some cherry. Here's a cherry. Yeah. It's not good.
Here's a cherry. Look what I can do with the stem. Because, you know, Veronica's got game. And that's what we love about her. But Veronica, girl, you, first of all, to be in Canada. Oh, Canada.
I tell you, it looks better every day.
Every day it looks a little sweeter. And if you had told me Canada has cherry farms, I would have said, well, sign me up tomorrow. Why am I not there? I don't understand.
I feel like we would thrive in Canada, you know?
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind we have to go to Canada.
And they actually film most Hallmark films in Toronto, ironically. So
isn't that ironic? That is crazy. And Veronica, girl, it's your birthday. And let me say one thing right now. If all the prisoners don't put their, you know,
put their differences aside for a minute.
Yeah, use their floss and twine to build something extravagant through the toilet system.
Make some toilet wine so that you can all have a good cheers.
Some toilet wine and go fishing for letters with each other through the toilets of love, then I don't know what they're doing. And I'm upset. And that's why I pray. And I know it's true. Those prisoners love you to death. They would kill someone for you. And they have.
They probably have. Maybe not even for you. Just in general.
Yeah. But if you needed them to, they're more than capable. That's why they're there. But also,
you don't want to get wrapped up in that.
Don't
you
get
know?
Wrapped up in that, girl. Keep yourself on a separate note.
See, Jesse and I are already going down the rabbit hole of us as prison guards where we fall in love on the first day.
With a misunderstood, like, wrongfully convicted lover.
And then we find out he wasn't wrongfully convicted as we're being slaughtered. But
so we're slowly being slaughtered. But the thing about Veronica is, I just feel like she's all of our mothers. You know, she is the woman that we can all look up to and say, Mom, you know, who names their child Colum? Colum? An Irish woman. She's got an Irish vibe. She's got a Canadian A. She's got, you know, the muscles of a woman who has to, you know, wrestle people who've murdered people, but also the heart of a woman who has five children. You know, that's a body.
That is a great submission.
That is one of the best submissions I think we've ever got.
Oh, and happy birthday. I mean, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to
Veronica.
You. Oh, you're singing a different version.
Remember the version we came up with?
Happy birthday, Veronica.
May cherries fall for you.
Do cherries fall?
How do you get a cherry?
I feel like we were, remember when Dory was trying to talk to the whale in Finding
Yes.
Nemo? That's what that just felt like.
I know.
Do you? No.
It's true. Oh my
cherries
God, I love
fall.
That.
They're grown on trees.
They do fall. Okay, great.
Do you know how I know that? Remember that song? And a cherry, a black horse and a cherry tree.
Yeah, I do know that.
I don't remember it, but.
Yeah, black horse, a cherry tree. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. And I said, no. I said, no.
You're not the one for me.
Yeah.
Big black horse.
Yeah. That is a song about prisoners.
Oh my God, I never put it together.
Are you obsessed with prisoner? I can't stop thinking about prisoners. I'm just like, prisoners.
Prisoners on the brain.
Although I've said this once and I'll say it again. This was the year to go to prison. This was the year.
Some might say we all did.
Exactly. Like, can you imagine being like, I can't believe I'm going to be trapped in jail and like everyone's going to be living. It's like, actually, we're all trapped. So Ben.
At least you're hooking up.
Yeah. At least you're hooking up.
What was I just going to say? I looked into writing letters to prisoners.
Wow.
Because I was like, you know what?
Oof.
It could be fun.
It could be fun. That's a rabbit hole I don't want to go down.
Yeah, well, I went through the website and every time I was like, he is cute. And then you click on them and it tells you like their offense and the time they're spending.
Oh, God.
And every time I was like, he is a cutie. It was like triple homicide in in the in for life. And I was like,
yeah.
Without the possibility of parole.
I don't want to get attached.
Like, no, I need a possibility of parole.
I need a possible parole. Can we hook up? It's like there's a way to filter. This is a new dating app.
Yeah, the website's so janky. And I was like, what the hell? How is there support services?
Listen, if you don't want to be in a relationship, it is a great idea to get in a relationship with a prisoner.
Who said anything about not wanting to be in a relationship? This is me looking for Mr. Right.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah, I can't handle a handwritten letter is the way to my heart. And that's all there is to it.
Oh my God. I would probably write once, get one letter back and be like, holy shit, he knows where I live. And then,
And then he's going to definitely
get
parole.
Or I get a letter that's like, please stop sending me nudes.
Please. It's illegal. I can't handle. I really actually can't handle.
They also,
I don't know what
it also says like their orientation. And the one guy said, heterosexual, but up to talk to anyone. And I was
ding,
like,
ding,
that
ding
is my type.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll talk to me, you'll flirt with me until a woman walks by and then I'll never
and
hear
then we'll
from
both
you.
Pretend this never happened. Okay, promise me that. Up to talk to anyone. That's very sweet. I'd love a pen pal, except for I wouldn't.
I mean, you know, if you want it.
I what?
If you want it.
I have pen pals. They're people I'm texting with.
Yeah, see, I feel like at least prisoners would be like they'd be forced to write back because
yeah, what else are they doing? If they ghost you, you're just like, that's insulting, I am upset.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I'm upset. There's this one guy I was talking to and then I was like, okay, let's do a virtual date. And he was like, I actually don't do virtual dates, unfortunately. Like, I'll meet in person. I was like, I actually don't do that until I've had a virtual date is the thing about me. And he like, and then I was just like, all right, well, if you won't do a virtual date, like, I wish you the best. Bye. You know? And we had like a joke before that was like, I'm a David and he is a Patrick. So I was like, and then he literally texted me last night. This is what he said. Rewatching Schitt's Creek and we just had our first Patrick sighting. Made me think of you.
Say, remember when Ted and Alexis go on that virtual date at the cafe?
Yeah. I just will respond probably with like, Patrick would have gone on a virtual date immediately.
Also, everyone, Patrick is dangerous.
Patrick
He's
is a
dangerous figure.
He
should
Patrick,
not be on the television.
No, I don't want to see a man that nice ever.
He doesn't exist in the gay world. Are you kidding me? No, it's unbelievable to me. And I dare any of you to message me and be like, I found my Patrick. We're married, yeah. And we have 5 kids. And he's so amazing. I'm talking about a gay Patrick, honey. Okay.
Yeah. There's no straight Patrick either. Okay. That man doesn't exist.
And he, oh my God. Even I just watched, I'm in season 6 now and there are.
Of
when,
what?
When, of Schitt's Creek.
Oh, The Time of Your Life. Okay.
And when he gets his wisdom teeth out and he's like, I want a baby, blah, blah. I was like, oh my God, it's so cute. And it never would happen. He would be on his wisdom teeth and be like, I hate you. I don't want to get married.
Oh my God. He's the perfect. It's like psychotic. Also, he's like so nice because it's like he teaches me and everyone that it's like, you can still be neurotic and weird because someone's just going to love you for that and totally tolerate it. And like, anytime I've been weird, people are like, goodbye, I can't handle you.
But it also teaches David's exactly that David's can be exactly what you're saying, whatever exactly. they want. People are always like, you remind me so much of David. I'm like, thank you so much.
People say that to me too.
Do you know what? He is never going to find a Patrick. I'll tell you that.
Not, I mean, unless you write it, you can't have that.
That's exactly what happened. You exactly. always know who wrote the episodes because I'm like, is there going to be cuddling and kissing? Yeah. Look at who wrote it. Dan Levy. Yeah,
is Patrick going to say like, we can just hang out and watch popcorn, like eat popcorn and just watch your favorite Bravo show. We don't have to kiss. I'd be like, I'm in love.
Yeah, right. The real the real Patrick would be like, okay, I'll meet you in my car.
I'll meet you in my car. Let's have quick sex. All you do, like,
give me a blowy, no kissing, no eye contact. You never met me if we meet in real life. That's how that relationship would go down.
That's how it would go down. And then he would be with Alexis just as a cover. I would be Alexis and I'd be like, I'm with this guy I really like, but he does disappear in the middle of the night to go to a car and like says that he's like calling his mom, but he comes back sweaty. I don't know what's happening.
I would be Twyla.
Twilight. We forget that Twyla's hooking up with that hot guy with a beard like early on.
Very early on. And then he leaves her for Alexis.
I know.
We also forget that Twyla's actually part of is the other sister.
His sister. Yeah. And I'm is like, Dan can you Levy's sister.
What a casting choice not to make her Alexis.
I mean
Alexis is perfectly cast.
Yeah. And Twyla does seem very innocent that maybe, I don't know, if I were that actress, like my brother, whenever he said something, I'm like, you'd put me in it, right? He's like, like my brother would literally be like, you're gonna be the waitress in one episode, but it's a really great part. And I'd be like, listen to me when I say this, I will shit on your gravestone.
Yeah, because it would be like, order up.
Yeah.
and then when you watch it, it's just the back of your head. You don't even.
I'd be like, Danny, in what world? He'd be like, no, it's still really funny.
He'd be like, you're gonna be the waitress, but not like in it, like craft services. You're gonna be like serving the cast.
Oh,
that's
okay. Great. I literally one time with my brother, he was in an above average thing. He was casting it literally in the city and he was on a group at one point with like Matt Rogers and all these people. Anyhow, they had to cast a girl. They cast Becky Chicoine, who I love. But I was like, Danny, what? And he was like, well, Matt really fought for her. And I was like, did you fight for me? I'm your sister.
See, you guys might not know Becky. She's an amazing comedian.
Oh, she's
hilarious.
Fantastic.
But she's very much Jesse's type, where they would be going out for the same auditions.
Exactly. And like, I technically am 13 months behind my brother in the same vagina. So I'm just like, if that doesn't get me anything, and it gets me nothing.
Yeah.
But I got so mad at him for that. Oh my God.
That's a choice.
It's a choice. So well, yeah, if my brother wrote a show, I wouldn't be in it.
If I wrote a show and I was like, I want my brothers, I'm like, I just want you to have a walk on role. They'd be like, absolutely not.
Yeah. Isn't that like, it's so funny, isn't it?
It is.
It's a hoot and a holler. It's a good time. But you know what? I think that... You know, my pilot's coming out soon. I have to invite you to the premiere, but
yeah,
also it's coming out.
Do you know the
And you date? Have to come, and then I'm going to share it with everybody ad nauseum. You're going to be like, Jesse, shut the fuck up.
Well,
and
is it going to be a real premiere?
It'll be, no, it's a virtual screening that I'm going to do for friends and family and like the cast and crew, and then we'll release it publicly.
We'll see.
Bitch. I'll try to make it, but I am really busy, unfortunately, this next few weeks.
Yeah, I'm watching a show on Nat Geo called Life Below Zero that day.
Oh, and it is an all-day event, unfortunately.
So it is a binge. I don't know when it could get removed off Disney Plus, so I'm trying to get through all 14 seasons.
You have to do it quick or you could lose that opportune. So I hope you understand. If you don't, I'm so sorry.
Okay, are we ready? I think we haven't done a Hallmark in a couple weeks. I think we have to.
Let's do a Hallmark and we can still improvise scenes in the middle. We'll see how we incorporate.
Yeah.
It's time for the Hallmark movie. Okay, picture this. We open on a magazine and it falls down and it's like How to Date in February by Becca Broach. And it's Becca all Boach? About like Becca Broach.
Broach.
Broach. Okay. And it's all about how like it's a very funny article about like dating in February. Why would you do it? It's like around Valentine's Day. Like you got to just like put your guard up, like maybe start a convo, then like disappear. You're going to come back after Valentine's Day. Any guy who wants to take you out the week of Valentine's Day is a murderer. Mm-hmm. So it's like very funny. Haha. We like open. We see a high powered woman and the magazine slam down the desk and go, Becca, it's brilliant. The issue is flying off the shelves. You are a genius.
Becca, this issue
is... And she's like, ah, I know. And then we see a fashion spread all about like what to wear in February, like what to be like a groundhog fur, like how to like be the woman who's like Valentine's Day-esque, but not too slutty. And they're like, also, Franck, I always see you as a Franck.
Why am I always a gay Frenchman?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Be Franck.
I just love the name Franck.
Sorry. I was not paying attention.
Franck, every woman is in love with a... What do you call the... Remember those
big
things?
Big dicked man. What?
A what?
Oh, sorry. I thought I was with the wrong group of friends.
a muff.
I said a big dicked man.
Oh. yes. But also, you're bringing back a muff.
A muff.
Do you guys know what a muff? Am I thinking of the right word? Where it's like that.
I think muff is slang for vagina.
Don't say that.
That
Stop
is
that.
What it is, though.
No, it's not.
Yes,
what do you
it
call
is.
That? What do you call that thing that rich little girls used to wear, where you have like fur around your hands? It's like in the center.
I have absolutely the slightest. Should I
it's
look
like,
it up?
Yeah, look it up. Like American Girl doll, like Samantha had one. Like it's a muff, or at least that's what I thought it was called. It's like a fur thing that you put your hands in. It's like not gloves, but it's like a fur cylinder. Guys, I'm embarrassed.
I guess it is called a hand muff.
Boom. Okay, so you're literally bringing muffs back, which is
it's
like
also slang for vagina, though. So let's say hand muffs.
Okay, we'll call it a hand muff. So you're bringing hand muffs back, which is like literally iconic. And so I'm like taking February off. They're like, oh, you should join this app. I'm like, you know what? I am going to take a girl's trip where it's like, I just need a trip.
Oh, great. She's taking a girl's trip during our busiest month. Good for her.
with my biffle Franck.
Wait, I'm invited? Fuck yes.
Yes, we're going to go to... Fuck you guys. It's like we're going to a ski resort, all inclusive paid, because it's like nobody travels in February.
Nobody goes skiing in February.
No one goes skiing in February. And it's like, you've got to, okay? So we get to this like adorable little ski lodge in the middle of nowhere. We're both wearing hand muffs.
Oh my
like,
God,
that's
this is
thing.
So cute.
Isn't it like quaint here?
This is like so quaint. How did you even find this place?
A Groupon, if you can believe.
I hope someone come gets our bags because like I can't get my hands out of this muff.
I can't either. Mine's tight and it's like, I don't want to hurt my back.
I said so I was a small, but really I'm an extra large, but I was embarrassed.
If I could have both sizes, that would be amazing. So all of a sudden we like meet the person at the front desk and it's this guy who, you know, he's got like, he's like so like cute. He's like kind of he's like wearing a sweater that's like a little tight in the arms. And maybe that's just because he has bulging muscles. I can't even tell. But he, you know, he's like, welcome to Cherry Inn. And I go, that's so cute. And he goes, take a cherry. And I'm like, take a cherry. Like, who does that? And he says, my mother has a cherry farm in Canada.
And I say, well, hate to say I'm allergic.
Oh, that's,
which is true.
Which is, oh, wow. I didn't know that. And I go, well, look what I can do with the stem. And I do choke and I am unable to do anything with the stem except for eat it. I just say I can eat the stem, which a lot of people can't. It's bad for your digestion, but my stomach can handle it.
And it's like a full minute and 30 second scene of you trying to tie the
tie
knot.
It and then swallowing it. Yeah.
And Frank just, and the
guy are like
bellmen are just
watching in silence. It's very
eating,
funny.
You know, my favorite joke of all time is eating a chip at an opportune time.
Yes. So I'm like, yeah. And he's like, that's very impressive. Well, why don't I get your bags? So he comes around the little separation and Chris, I didn't know this, the desk, if you will. And I didn't know he was sitting the whole time. I had no idea.
What? How could he be sitting? He was like, I felt like we were eye level.
That's the thing. But when he gets up,
but
it's
we
like
were
he,
standing.
That's the thing. So we were like same height. And then it's like he stood and all of a sudden, Chris, it's like my neck. I have like a pain because I have to
a
look.
Crick.
I'm cricking my neck because I'm like let me try to explain it to you. So.
Yeah, I can't pick up what you're getting. I know.
So I used to have a friend, like you're 6'1", right? And like for me, that's
well,
like,
I'm 6 foot, but thank you.
You're 6 foot. I round up. It's like kick, kick. And with him, it's like kick, kick. It's got to be like at least, I guess I have to say like 6'2", 6'3", somewhere.
Wow,
like
on a hotel bellman.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Holy
and
shit.
Actually, he owns the inn. That's what we find out.
Oh my God, he's an innkeeper?
He's an innkeeper whose mother's name is Victoria, who owns a cherry farm.
I think his mother's name's Veronica, actually.
That's what I meant. Thank you for knowing. And so he's like, let me get your bags. And it's like, oh my God, he's so tall and he's also so strong. Like when he takes our bags, I was like, did I even put anything in those bags? Because it looks like they're empty. Your muscles aren't even like that much. There's no like,
yeah. Ooh. I mean, my one case is full of nothing but rocks because
yes.
It's for protection. You famous never know when I'm going to have to get in there and hit someone with a rock. No. And if there's backup, you never
yes.
know.
And so we're getting on the elevator and this
and what's
guy,
his name?
The innkeeper, his name is Matt.
Okay.
Oh, Matt.
Another go-to name for Jesse.
Whatever. Get off my case. So then we're on the elevator. Okay. And there's this guy in the elevator who has a little name tag. That says talent director Patrick. And he's like, are you guys coming to the talent show tonight? And we're like, oh,
we didn't know about
it. We actually didn't know there was a talent show. And he's like, yeah, there's a talent show and the winner gets an extended all expense paid vacation with whoever they want.
Wow. That's crazy because honestly, well, we come from money, if you couldn't tell by our Louis Vuitton
our hand muffs
luggage and my hand muffs. But between us, we're unpaid interns. So that actually could help us out.
That could help us out. And so Patrick's like, well, great.
What did his name tag say? Oh, Patrick.
Patrick,
wow.
Talent director.
How'd you come up with that one?
Again, I don't know. But what's interesting about Patrick, which I found like, oh, it was like very weird because I'm looking at Patrick and it's like, he's sort of in the corner leaning. I'm like, he's so cute. He's so like, sort of almost nebbish. But then when he gets off the elevator, he's like, hope to see you there. I didn't realize how much he was leaning because when he sort of like stands up, Chris, I'm not kidding when I tell you he was like,
well, when he was leaning, his posture was just wretched.
It was wretched. He was like the same height as you, but I couldn't tell he was like sort of sitting on that side thing. I didn't see that. And so when his posture's wretched, when he's actually full erect with his back and all, he really was clearing for me. He's like the same height as Matt almost.
It's no way.
Yeah, the 6'3 region.
There's 2 6-foot-3 men in this one inn?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. And he like kind of
cue the Twilight Zone music.
So we get back to the room and I'm like, okay, Frank, am I wrong to say there's two literally hot guys and I feel like they both were like kind of into us?
And I'm like, listen, this is a small town. I feel like we can go back to the original and true pronunciation of my name, which is Frank.
And I go, you got it, Frank.
I changed it to Frank when I started working at the Love Guru magazine. That's right,
the magazine. That makes sense. It fit with what we were going for at the time.
Yeah, totally. Oh my God, yeah. No, they're like Gorgina. They're so hot.
We have to enter the talent show.
Oh my God. Don't make me sing.
Come on, Frank.
I don't sing anymore. Ever since I got that horrific
tell us
memory
story
that I have.
I know it's a bad memory, but I do feel like if we
I hate telling the story.
Frank, I
okay,
really
I was auditioning. As you know, I moved to New York City to be a Broadway performer. And I stepped off the bus bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Okay.
Wait, let's go to the flashback.
I was explaining it.
Okay, sorry.
I step off the bus and immediately someone approaches me.
Hello? Can you tell me where Rockefeller Center is?
Oh, sorry. I can't. I just stepped off the bus from Iowa.
Wow. I'm a Broadway producer. I know this is insane, but we're having auditions today for the show called Wicked. It's new to Broadway. Would you want to audition?
For what's it about?
It's sort of like a prelude to Wizard of Oz.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Wow. I can't believe you've heard of me then, huh? You saw my senior showcase at Iowa High School?
No, I just like your look and your vibe. So why don't you be there and like
we pan
an hour?
Out and we see I look like an actual goblin. I'm like wearing sweats.
Yes.
An hour. Yes. I don't have an apartment and a job. I don't have any place to live. I was just going to stay at the Y.
Okay.
Oh my God, wait, is it like one of those fun theaters from Home Alone 2? Like, can I live in the,
No, and I have to go.
No,
but I'll see
okay,
you,
sorry.
I'll see you soon,
can't
okay?
Can't live in the ceiling, but got
no,
it.
Not like the bird woman. I don't know how she got that. Okay, that's pretty crazy and illegal. Okay, so we cut to the audition. This is the guy I was telling you about.
That you brought in this random fat man from the street?
Let's just see if he can sing, okay?
Of course he can sing. He's fat. Look at him.
Hi, it's Frank.
It's Frank.
Oh.
It's pronounced Frank.
I love that. Okay, Frank, I don't know if you can sight read, but I'm going to need you to try to sing this song if you could.
Sorry, sight read?
Sight read this song.
Could you... I feel like your assistant doesn't maybe know what that means. So if you could explain it to him.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you the music. You obviously haven't heard it before since Wicked is new to Broadway / hasn't been on yet. We're trying to cast and get a run. But I'm going to give you the music and then do your best to try to read and sing along. Does that sound like something you can do, Frank?
Yeah. Read, sing along. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Great. This one, is called Defying Gravity.
Oh God. How do you defy something that's been proven?
Okay. So from the top, thank you.
I hope you're happy now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and don't live to regret it. Oh, it seems like I've actually been singing Glinda.
That's right. Okay, good. You need to sing Elphaba, so we'll take it from the top.
Okay.
I hope you're happy now that you've chosen this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it. I hope you're happy in the end. Are you not singing in harmony?
Oh, is this my part?
Okay, you know what? I'll just leave and you take it from Something Has Changed. Take it from Something Has Changed. Bum, bum, bum.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes. And as I close my eyes and leave, and they lift me and the strings snap. I wasn't supposed to have them on.
Oh, damn it.
And they flat, and I fall pretty hard to the ground.
Right, so, on your face. And then we cut back to the present. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I broke my nose, knocked out most of my teeth, swallowed them, had to have them surgically removed from my stomach.
And then put back in your mouth?
And then put back in my mouth, and they had deteriorated from my stomach acid. I had a gas station sandwich on the bus in.
Oh, that'll do it.
So
wow.
I finally got these veneers last year.
And you were supposed to get the part, but you turned it down because of all the medical procedures you had?
Well, I had to turn it down because my teeth were all missing and inside of my stomach burning.
Frank, I really think that tonight is the opportunity to take that song back.
Oh my God, I don't know.
And I should do something too.
Have you ever performed?
God, it's such a long time ago and kind of a really crazy story.
Tell it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we're stuck in this elevator. Oh, I mean, we're in the room.
I mean, we're in the room in our robes that are extra smalls and way too tight. So we're practically exposed anyway. Okay. So I was on a date, actually. And
wow, good for you.
Thank you. That's actually pretty much it. But this guy, because you know how I was dating this guy, and you know how I make up random songs? Like, I'll just be like, I want creme brulee tonight.
Yeah,
and
I like
he was
that
like,
one.
And so we're at dinner, and all of a sudden, he's just like,
He's like, what?
I'm trying. I'm in the flashback.
could you take it from the top?
Sorry?
Could you take the song from the top?
Oh, I just made up that song.
Okay, can you take it from the top?
Can I have creme brulee?
See, I don't feel like you're hitting the brulee. I want
it's it.
If you could hit it higher, maybe as it's written.
Written?
We wrote it into the song. Oh, sorry. I'm hearing from my producer that that's not the case. Could you sing Something We Know?
Wait, sorry. Where am I?
Oh my God, you're at an audition. What do you mean? Where are you?
So let me just make sure this makes sense for everyone. So my boyfriend would sleepwalk a lot. So I was just making creme brulee in the kitchen, and he's like, I'm just like, what's happening? But I sort of go with it because, like, you're never supposed to wake somebody up from a sleepwalk, you know? So I'm like, okay, yeah. What song do you want me to sing, or like from what show?
Oh, so I'm so sorry. You must have slept walk into this audition. So you thought your boyfriend was the one sleepwalking. It was actually you.
Well, I don't think we're okay. So long story short, that night we had like a fake audition. The next day he was like, was that a dream or real? I said it was a dream, and he said, I want to make it real. So I guess he then did, yes, bring me up into the audition room.
Yeah, I feel like you're complicating this audition a little bit. I decided for time that we were going to see you earlier. So if you're not ready, we can see someone else.
No, I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay, so you're auditioning for the role of Annie.
Okay, great.
You do look a little old. No offense, but the character is 7. How old do you play?
On Instagram, like when I do that age filter, I am getting in my teens at least every time. So I don't know if it's my skincare routine or just sort of my like youth essence, but I can play 7 easily. Great. Also, I feel like Annie could be. Okay, great. So let's just get into it. I'm going to do, here we go. Maybe far away, or maybe real nearby. He may be pouring her coffee. She may be straightening his tie.
No, sorry, I'm going to stop you. What is it that you're singing about? Do you know the story behind that?
I do. Little orphan Annie is singing about her parents.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. We can't use the word orphan. It's 2021.
Oh.
And this flashback is still inappropriate. Okay?
Okay.
So if you could say misparented.
Okay.
Little misparented Annie.
Oh, little misparented Annie.
Or no parented, I guess.
Mere parented Annie.
You can take it from there, just knowing what you know now.
Okay, now that I know that, got it. Maybe in a house all hidden by a hill, he may be pouring her coffee.
Okay, I'm gonna stop
she
you right
may
now.
Be paying a bill. Wait, and betcha she reads. What? Betcha he sews, huh? Maybe he made her a closet of clothes. Okay, baby, he's rich. Okay, straight as a lie.
Just let her sing it out.
Don't really care as long as they're mine. So, babe.
Okay, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh my God, this was so fun. Like, what a literal pleasure.
The thing is, it's not fun. She's no little Annie, no parents. So, we wanted you to feel
sad
as though you didn't have parents.
Oh, I can take that again.
I don't think we need it. If you want to just give me the monologue, and then we will see people that actually stand a chance.
Okay, we are going to have a talk in couples therapy with the way you're speaking to me in this audition.
I told you, here I am.
I understand you are still being rude.
Hold on. Sorry. Time out with the employees. Baby.
You are being rude to me.
Baby, you're so good. You're so good. But I have to show my... don't you want me to look strong in front of my work friends?
I think it's stronger if you treat people with respect. Okay?
Okay. Time back in. Okay. You were singing some bullshit.
And that's why we broke up.
Wait, he sounds a little bit like maybe he was confused.
I think he was confused. He is now like very much so openly gay and happy. So I'm happy for him, of course. And I do think the sleepwalking, I didn't even tell you half the times he sleptwalk, he would be, you know, talking about like having blowjobs in cars. And like, it was very much like telling me to sort of like, there he would always say, Becca, shut up. And that's how I knew he was sleepwalking. I'd be like, what the hell is that? Anyhow, I was in my early 20s, so I'm not gonna even, we all are a mess then, as you know. But what I'm saying is I can also tonight maybe bring the heat. Okay.
And then we hear a knock on the door.
Okay.
And it is the desk guy. His name was Matt. And he was like, hey, I heard that you guys might be doing the show.
Yeah, we are. We're both going to do it. Yeah.
And he's like, is it bananas if I ask you out to dinner?
No.
And you're like, what am I going to do without my friend, Frank? And he's like, speaking of, and then the other guy comes and he's like,
Patrick,
maybe we can go on a double. And I was like, we have to rehearse. And you're like, well, we have to go out. And I'm like, and they're like, do you want to like, come on, let's have something from the mini bar and then we'll go. And we're like, come on. And then we take a shot, okay? And then we see a montage of us on a date. We're having a great time.
On a date, yeah.
You know, it's so good. It's cute. We're feeding each other.
It's very cute. There's a moment like where we sort of cut to you and Patrick, and he's like, do you smoke?
I can.
And he's like, okay, I just like to go outside sometimes. I know that's weird, but like when I'm in a crowd.
Totally. Let's go.
Do you want to just like stand outside and feel the cold air against our skin? That. Okay. Gosh, I know this is so weird, but I can't stop thinking about hand muffs.
Oh my God. Do you want to feel it?
Can I put my hand in your hand muff?
Yeah, totally. You can totally put your hand in my muff.
So he puts his hand in the hand muff and you go to pull yours out, and then he grabs your hand and he's like,
clammy.
He's like, wow, this is so warm.
You should feel my mouth.
What?
I'm kidding.
And he's like, God, you're so funny. That's so crazy.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm just going to say something because I have gone down the wrong path before. Are you?
Yes.
Okay. you know, oh my God, you're shivering. Here, take my jacket.
Oh my God.
Take my jacket. And he goes to put the jacket on you. And then you guys, like, he's straightening the collar or whatever. And you guys are so close. And he's like, you know what always makes me warm when I'm super cold?
Oh my God, that is so sexy. Okay, wait. And then we go inside and you guys have been making out already. But then, and then he's like, Matt is like, oh my God, we just got to notice that if we don't win the talent show, we have to lose the end. And I'm like, what? And they're like,
what?
And they're like, and he's like, because the prize is enough to save the end. And we're like, that's crazy. And they're like, we can't sing. And then we're like, I think we got it
for you.
And they're like, are you sure? And we're like, are we sure? And then quick montage, we cut to us standing on stage.
And I'm like, this is one of the best duets there is. Let's really fucking nail it.
Okay.
We have to save the end. Don't forget. Okay, got it. Yeah, let's do it. And so curtain goes up. Here we go.
I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we both know, and there are pros who help us most to grow if we let them. And we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true. But I know you are by being my friend.
Like a ship blown from its awning,
Maury.
From the wind off the sea. Like a drop by a skybird in a distant wood.
Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But
I do believe I have been changed for the better.
And the judges are roaring applause.
Roaring.
And they
that
say,
we nailed that harmony.
They say, you won.
Stop now. You won.
You won. But we can't give the winner to single people. And we say, what?
What?
And then they're like, it's a weird old town tradition. And we're like, oh my God. And then we're like, what do we do? And then the guys are like, We turn around, they're on one knee, and they say, we're in it if you are.
And I turn to you and I go, do you think they're only doing this so we can save the inn?
And I say, probably, but it seems legal.
Seems legal. Let's do it. So we accept graciously. And, you know, cut to a year later, and the inn says, right below it, welcome to Cherry Inn. And it says, where you'll want to stay for good.
Yeah.
And we open, we see, you know, Matt at the desk, and then boom, you pop up and you're like, free muff.
And then that's the end.
And that's the end.
And the name?
The name, you ask?
Muff Pig in the City.
Yes.
No, it's called...
Two Hands, One Muff.
It, well... Let's call it Two Hands, One Cherry Tree.
Love that. Okay. Amazing.
Okay. Are you ready for our final?
Let's do it. Get to the final seg. It's time for
Praise to the Praises. Yeah.
Okay, guys. This one's coming at us from Otto, making up the name kind of because it says Otto B, but
okay.
They say, give me a reason to wake up in the morning.
Done.
Better than psychotherapy.
Wow.
Laugh and feel better with Chris and Jesse. Or, oh, you know what? I'm misreading this, but it does say laugh and feel better. Chris and Jesse are elevating humanity.
Okay.
It's short and sweet, but he does say he uses us instead of psychotherapy and that we're elevating humanity. So I say that's a pretty good review.
Otto, I am all about you, honey.
I'll let you auto-tune me any day.
That's right. I will also tell you that, yes, I went to Langley High School where our mascot was an Otto Saxon. And then, yes, I went to Syracuse where the mascot was Otto the Orange. So, yes, I feel connected to you in many ways. And also, yes, I agree that we should get, you know, a Medal of Freedom.
I agree. You're the type of person, Otto, that says, you don't need a therapist. Come to me. I'll help you. I'll be unbiased.
Absolutely.
You're an amazing friend and a better lover.
The way that you love is so gentle and sincere. It really makes a lot of people say, I didn't realize Patrick wasn't a fictional character and that it did exist in you.
Also, this might be a woman and all of that stands.
All of that really does stand if you're a woman. And if you're a man, it also stands. And if you don't,
if you don't subscribe to a gender, it also stands.
It still stands. And we stand with you and we stand beside you and behind you and in front of you and next to you. And we love you and you are us.
Exactly. Okay, guys. So if you want your bizarre shout out like Otto, leave your review.
That's right, guys. Write those reviews, make them raving, because again, we have a lot of plans this year.
Yes.
And the more reviews we have, the more people tend to take us seriously. So we really need that. You hear?
And make sure you join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
Yes.
And if you need more, go to patreon.com/middlechildren. But until then, live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.